Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest on a developing story out of Baltimore County, Maryland, where firefighters responding to a car fire find multiple gunshot victims. At least 9 people have been shot and 1 is reported dead. Baltimore County police say it appeared that this is an isolated incident and a targeted shooting. New York prosecutors file additional charges against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Luigi Mangione is now charged with first and second degree murder, including 1 count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Well, they need to prove that he intended to create terror and to terrorize the citizens of New York. So it wasn't just targeting Brian Thompson, but with that act, creating fear and chaos.
Rex Huerman, accused in a string of deaths on Long Island, New York, known as the Gilgo Beach killings, is now charged in the murder of a 7th woman, Valerie Mack. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney.
We have mitochondrial DNA from a hair that was found on the body of Valerie Mack, which was portion of the body of Valerie Mack, which was found off of Mill Road.
Huerman says he's not guilty. With a deadline of Friday midnight, the House is moving on a bill that will keep government funded into mid-March while avoiding a shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Again, we're not doing all the approach bills. We're doing a CR to patch us into the first quarter of next year so that we can put our fingerprints on what those final spending bills are. And we're looking forward to doing that.
The bill includes more than $100 billion for disaster relief. When President-elect Donald Trump takes office, many journalists anticipate a hostile climate toward them and their work.
The lawsuits could be just the beginning, says former CNN bureau chief Frank Sesno.
So ABC pays off $15 million and the Des Moines Register is sued because there's a poll that somebody didn't like.
As for what he sees the next 4 years,
it's an intimidation effect and it's a chilling effect that is going to lead to some serious, deep hesitation. And this will mostly come from legal counsels and others, not the journalists. Journalists are going to say, let's just do the story.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A top Russian general is killed by a bomb outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine claiming responsibility. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The slushy Moscow street outside the apartment building is cordoned off. At first, we just thought it was cement being mixed nearby. This woman says it was very scary. Just yesterday, Ukraine had filed war crimes charges in absentia against General Igor Kirillov, the head of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons division. The U.S. was among the nations accusing him of deploying banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their 2 quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man. And we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the low 30s. Then more snow showers developing for Thursday and Thursday night with accumulations high, low 30s. Right now it's 31.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see, maybe Luke Mathers and Trigny Olsen as well. So potpourri, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to bring you some breaking news. The press conference with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg related to the indictment of Luigi Mangione for the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson just concluded moments ago. I wanted to share with you some of which I was able to glean from that press conference. First and foremost, there is an array of charges that Mr. Mangione has been indicted on, including gun charges. He's got one count of first degree murder, two counts of second degree murder, as well as a terrorism charge. What stood out to me during the press conference was that DA Alvin Bragg repeatedly referred to this as terrorism. Under New York statute, terrorism is defined that one of the elements is that the crime was committed with the intent to intimidate or coerce a person's or the public as to a matter of public policy. Coerce or persuade, intimidate a person or the public on a matter of public policy to instill fear. Again, DA Alvin Bragg repeatedly referring to this as terrorism. He also took care to admonish us to remember Mr. Thompson and his family. And one of the things as an attorney, as your lawyer, not giving legal advice, but your lawyer that is here on the air with you and an economist, what I can tell you about this large array of charges, including these gun charges, is that it will provide the jury with an array of options when they eventually begin their deliberations. This is often utilized as a tactic by prosecutors if they are concerned that a jury may not be convinced of the top charge or charges. Oftentimes, these are called lesser included offenses whose elements would be met. Some of the elements would be met, and they are a subset of the elements that would be needed for the top charge, a lesser included offense. Again, Luigi Mangione being charged, he's indicted. First count, top count, one count of first degree murder, two counts, second degree murder, an array of gun charges, a terrorism charge. This from the press conference just concluding moments ago with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The magazines, Mr. Bragg described that Mr. Mangione was arrested with magazine enhancing rounds so that there'd be more than 10 rounds in each magazine. The gun was a 9mm ghost gun, which itself generates a charge. He also reviewed where Mr. Mangione went on the day of the shooting. Widely reported that he got on an e-bike after the shooting, which was in Midtown, proceeded up to West 178th Street, where he took a taxi. They went through those details. And here was another phrase the district attorney used during the press conference, that this was a killing, a quote, killing intended to invoke terror, intended to invoke terror, end quote. That is the breaking news this hour on the Luigi Mangione murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. At this point, I think it would be appropriate for us to now turn to and revisit the Abundant Life Christian School fatal shooting, which occurred yesterday just outside of Madison. Let's start with these facts. First of all, folks, just so that if this is new information to you, I apologize for breaking it. But again, reviewing of the facts, three people dead after this shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, including the shooter, now identified as a 15-year-old girl. The reports from the press conference that concluded just before we got on air at 2 p.m. indicated that they do not know what the motive may have been for this killing. They are looking into a manifesto. They are trying to trace the gun. We yet don't know where this teenage shooter got the gun from. But again, a 15-year-old female student was the shooter at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday in Madison. This evening at the Capitol in Madison, there will be a vigil that begins at 6 p.m. I wanted to share that information with all of you. And I also wanted to share this, that the United Way of Dane County has now started a fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. They issued a statement announcing the fundraiser. It reads as follows: our hearts go out to every student, family, and educator who's been affected by this act of violence. While our collective reality is forever changed, United Way of Dane County stands ready to help our community recover. 100% of the money will go toward the Abundant Life Christian School community. To learn more or donate, you can go to UnitedWayDaneCounty.org. That's United Way Dane County, all one word, UnitedWayDaneCounty.org, to find out more or to donate. Again, 100% of those proceeds going to the Abundant Life Christian School community. Of course, this is bringing up a lot of questions about the use of guns, the prevalence of guns, the incredible amounts of gun violence that we see here in our country every year. A number of guns that exceeds, on a per capita basis, absolute basis, I don't care how you measure it, that exceeds any other comparable Western democracy. And a corresponding amount of gun violence that exceeds any other westernized democracy. By the way, for those of you listening, I just got a couple of comments on the text line about the selection of the song Pumped Up Kicks. I know that it is about a school shooter. That's why we played it. The poppy beat is belied by the lyrics of that song. It is a deeply serious matter that was not by accident. I appreciate the intentionality and concern of those of you texting. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, I invite you to do so. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton noting it was crushing to see The Onion post the school shooting article again last night with the photo using Madison, Wisconsin. I couldn't agree with you more. But let's take some sound from this most recent press conference. Calvin was kind enough to put some of it together. Let's go ahead and take that first cut you got, Cal.
Student reunification with their loved ones could not have happened as swiftly as it did without the assistance of SSM Health Dean Medical Clinic, as well as the Quick Trip. Additionally, many people work well into the night and supported local restaurants and community who came together and provided food and other logistical support for our team. Yesterday, we came together as one team, as one Madison, as one country, and we should feel incredibly proud about our response.
That's Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. Let's listen to the next cut as well. This is from a press conference that concluded just before we went on air at 2 p.m. Let's take a listen.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today. It did not come from a second grader. It read second grade teacher.
How refreshing. Someone taking responsibility and accountability and offering an apology for a mistake and then correcting the record for misinformation that got out there. That's notable in and of itself. We've got a bit more sound. Let's take the next couple of cuts, Cal, if you don't mind.
We know a document has been widely shared on social media. At this time, we cannot verify its authenticity. We have detectives working today to determine where this document originated and who actually shared it online. At this time, we cannot verify the document. We ask that you not share the document or spread any information that may be false. Our department will provide an update on this document when we can.
And let's go ahead and take the final cut. Again, this is from the press conference. This is Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. That press conference on the fatal shooting, school shooting that occurred yesterday at Abundant Life Christian School. Let's take a listen.
Today, numerous MMSD schools were targeted by false threats, often known as swatting. We're working closely with the Madison Metropolitan School District to determine where these originated and to investigate this call. We do not believe that there are any current threats to any Madison area schools, and will continue to investigate these calls and any threats of violence as they come in. Let me be clear on this point. Making false threats is a crime, and we are working with the district attorneys to prosecute these crimes as information is gathered.
That was Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes in statements made at a press conference shortly before we came on air related to the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday just outside Madison, Wisconsin.